Welcome to the Full-Time Moms Podcast.
I'm Sarah, a type A mom who is a high school math teacher.
And I'm Grace, a type B mom and kindergarten teacher turned stay-at-home mom.
We do motherhood differently, but we're here to support each other and you. Hey, Grace.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing this evening, Sarah?
Good. I am so excited to dive into those birthday party related polls.
Oh, yes. Let's do it. Birthday queen. Tell us about them.
All right. So our first one was whether or not the birthday kid should open their presents during the party. And so we got 63% yay and 37% nay. So when I saw these results, it definitely got me kind of like rethinking. I know at my youngest, her birthday party that we just had, we didn't do presents during the party. Again, you know, she's not the fastest gift opener at this point yet, but definitely made me think like, oh, well, maybe she will open her presents at her third birthday party. So yeah. It got me thinking a little bit.
Okay. Okay. For our ideal birthday party time, we said, these are just like ish, like 11 a.m., 1 p.m. or 4 p.m. And 11 a.m. was the winner with 47% saying 11 a.m. That's good to know because here I am doing 4 p.m. and apparently that's not everyone's favorite. 1 p.m. ish was 37% and 4 p.m. ish was 16%. So good to know everyone wants everyone to miss their birthday party because they're going to be at soccer at 11 a.m. Just kidding. It's fine. No, 11's great.
No, those results definitely surprised me. I definitely feel like I'm kind of similar to Grace currently. I didn't actually vote on this one, but I do feel like I'm similar to Grace in the sense of like it, to me, it feels kind of nice to like go to a birthday party, have dinner likely during the party, and then just come home, get ready for bed, and kind of the day is done.
Yeah,
so it definitely surprised me that almost half preferred 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And then it is good to know. Now we know. And then I also was surprised by 37% at 1 p.m. because I know for me personally, like 1 p.m. would be my last choice out of those three, just because luckily both my children are taking afternoon naps like at that time. And right. So it did make me wonder if possibly the people who voted for that time maybe you're out of the nap phase.
Naps, right, yes. Yeah. Bring my baby to a 1 p.m. party and it's going to be miserable for everybody. But it's fine. We'll still try to come. Please invite us.
You may be dropping your oldest off, but...
Yeah, seriously.
And then our last birthday-related poll was about party favors. So we had 13% said that we love to leave parties with one, and 87% said, don't stress it, we don't need a party favor.
Love to hear it.
Yeah, so some positive reinforcement for me. I just remember when I was like deciding whether or not I was going to do party favors for this last party I just had, I remember Grace saying, well, it depends on how much like a child's smile means or whatever. So I do feel like that comment did sway me. But
okay, yes.
I do appreciate knowing that the vast majority, if you choose not to do party favors, the vast majority are not judging you.
Totally. Yeah. And they're okay with it. Yeah. Oh, I have to say, one listener chimed in and said, like responded to this poll by saying, I would actually prefer to not get party favors. I've got four kids and I just don't need all the little trinkets and junk around my house. So just saying, some people might prefer for you to not do it. If it's stressing you out, don't do it.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Great polls.
Thank you so much for participating.
Yes. Thank you. And if you listen to us and you don't follow us on Instagram, shame on you. Please. You guys know my goal is to have 100 followers. How many do we have right now, Sarah? Do you know?
Last I checked, 83. So we're getting
there. It's still 83. Yeah, we're getting there. We're definitely getting there. So
share us with your friends.
Follow us on Instagram. Seriously, share us. I'll pay you. Just kidding. I mean,
No, Grace.
Okay.
We're not that desperate. But
I did tell Sarah. I did tell Sarah that I will feel that we are successful podcasters when somebody that we don't personally know is listening to our podcast. So if anyone wants to make that happen for me, go ahead. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Okay, Sarah, I want to hear about your week. Tell me your yays and nays.
All right, so my yay this week was actually with Grace. Grace came over to my house over the weekend for the evening, and it was just what my heart needed, some girl time and some just some girl time, I guess. I feel like because I don't go to the movie nights that Grace invites me to, I feel like Grace, I don't really think we've honestly like hung out. Just the two of us since having
No.
kids.
Oh
So,
my gosh, probably not. Wow. It
yeah.
was so nice. It was so nice. We stayed up till almost 3. Like that was a late night.
Yeah, I haven't stayed up that late in a very long time.
No, it's been a very long time. I honestly don't know if I'm quite recovered. I think I've
Oh
had like
dear. I'm
yeah, has it been
sorry.
2 nights? Oh no. I have no regrets at all. But yeah, that'll do a number to you. It's just kind of like I'm only like 8 months postpartum, so it's like we're just getting, not just, but I'm recovering from the lack of sleep for the first 3 months, and so my body was like, okay, you sleep through the night now, and now it's like, oh,
Yeah.
not a bad way. It was great. It
Well,
was so nice. It was just funny because we were like, all right, let's go to bed, and then we would talk for another 2 hours and be like, all right, it's probably time, and then we would talk for another 2 hours. Like it was just like. Yeah, it was I'm with you. It was good for the soul.
good for the soul, for
Very
sure.
much so.
For sure. And then you can catch up on your sleep because realistically, we probably won't be doing it again for like another 4 years.
Yeah,
So
another. Oh, okay, great.
hopefully not, but I mean,
I know,
that's just
reality.
reality.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What about you, Grace? What was your yay? Other than, of course, spending an evening with me.
Of
What else
course,
was your
yes.
yay?
Well, my yay and my nay is kind of like one and the same, so I'm just gonna kind of combine those. My yay, well, okay, here it is. Here it is. For the first time ever, I decided to rent a carpet cleaner, like a rug doctor situation, instead of hiring someone to clean my carpets.
Okay.
I actually don't really know. I mean, other than financial reasons, I can't remember why I thought this was a good idea. But I mean, yeah, like we went over to some friend's house for dinner on a couple nights ago, and I was like, yeah, we're gonna clean the carpets. And she's like, why don't you just hire someone? I'm like, it's just cheaper to rent it, which is true, but then you're just time, energy. I don't know. So I guess yay that I got my carpets done for significantly cheaper than I would have otherwise. I'm also gonna do my. I still have it. I'm staring at it right now because I got a 24-hour rental. I am gonna do my couch as well, which is desperately needs to be done because I have a dog. I'm trying to get her to get on the couch less because she's just like stinky. Obviously, she's a dog. I mean, I wash her, but she's like stinky. So I'm trying to get her out of
She's
the
an
habit of
animal.
getting on the couch. She is an ant. She's like an actual wild animal that lives in my house and sometimes rests on my couch. So anyway, all that to say, I'm thinking like, okay, the guys that come and clean my carpet, one time I was like, how much would it cost to throw in the couch? And it was like a crazy amount. I don't remember. Off the top of my head, it was like an extra $300. And I was like, oh, no,
Oh,
we're good. Like, that's fine.
yeah.
So, yeah, I feel good. Like, I feel, yeah, financially good. Good decision. But it did kind of take up like the whole day, like with the kind of like cleaning up and moving some furniture around and hardcore vacuuming and going to Home Depot and coming back and doing the actual cleaning. I'm like, oh, yeah, I now remember why I.
Why people pay for it.
100%, yeah. I also am kind of, yeah, I'm also. Did I say this already? That I'm going to take it downstairs to the Airbnb and clean those carpets. So, definitely financially, we're feeling good. And then this is also the yay and the nay. You're supposed to pour, I don't know if you've ever done them yourself, but you're supposed to
No.
pour the water down the toilet because it's like not good for the sink drains, I guess.
Okay.
That water was disgusting. I mean, I'm talking, which is like, here you go. It's a yay because it's so satisfying. You're like, okay,
Yes.
great. Like it did its job. We're feeling good.
We're
It's a
clean.
major, for sure. It's a major nay for several reasons. One, because the guys that usually clean my carpet see that. I'm like, oh, that's so embarrassing. And and two, that the carpets are ever that dirty in general. Like, I mean, that's actually horrifying that I'm rolling around on the carpet with my kids in mud. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. And we're not a shoes family. I mean, we are a dog family, so I mean, I guess she's just bringing in mud. I don't know. But we do not wear shoes on the carpet. I vacuum frequently. I am appalled at the amount of brown water I just poured down the toilet. So there you have it. Both good and bad.
So I think this is a potential poll idea. You know, I love a poll.
Of course.
I wonder how often people get their carpets professionally cleaned, because this isn't probably good to admit, because now I'm sure, like, yeah, I'm sure my carpets, I mean, I feel like we vacuum pretty regularly. Obviously, it could be more, but we have only hired like a professional carpet cleaning company one time, and we hired them for the intention to do our couch and then to just
Oh, okay.
do like this little really small area by our garage and like our washer and dryer, just where we, again, we similar to Grace, we are not a shoes on in the house family, but obviously like we walk into the house with our shoes on, and so there is like the small area of carpet where we are wearing our shoes in the house. And so they were just doing just those two things, the couch and then that small area. And we've only hired that out one time, and then I've never rented one of those carpet cleaning machine things. And so like in general, yeah, we've like never gotten our home or carpets professionally cleaned.
Okay.
So yeah, it's making me wonder, like, is this something that people do regularly? I mean,
I
I'm
mean,
sure it'd be
like,
great for my house,
yeah.
but
I'm sure. I don't know. I think at some point somebody said like every 6 months. So like I
oh
try
my.
to do that.
Oh my. No one
I
even told me
mean,
that. I didn't. Yeah.
yeah, well, someone should. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know
Oh
that that's like a
boy.
real. I don't know that that's like, I mean, I have pets and kids, you know,
Well,
what we both do, but
ditto.
I'm but I just think like I don't know, it's probably it may have been my mother-in-law. She's a very clean person. She probably gets her carpets cleaned that often, and I was just like, "Oh, that's normal." Like I don't know. I don't remember like growing up, we had more hardwoods. That room was carpeted. I don't know. Growing up, it didn't happen very often.
But it did happen, like at least
It
once.
happened. Oh yeah. It happened. Yeah, my mom. Yeah, a few times. I remember carpet cleaners in the house. Actually, I think it was carpet cleaners were the reason that our fish died one time. Like we went out of town, and the carpet cleaners came and they cleaned the carpets. Which I mean, I guess it could have been the chemicals, but they also left the windows open, and I think the fish might have frozen.
Oh dear. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So I
Well,
don't really know the
if
answer,
you
but
do
yeah, we
hire
should
people,
definitely pull
maybe
it.
be home so your
Yeah.
fish
Be
don't
home.
die.
Yeah, be home for sure. For sure. I won that fish at the 4th of July, like carnival, so it was really sad.
Those ones don't normally last very long anyways, though.
That's true. That's really true. Anyway, so
Sometimes we
yeah,
could
let us
get into
know
my
how
fair
often.
experience. I'm actually very experienced in
Oh
that
my gosh. Put that down on episode ideas. Yes, we have to talk about Sarah being a carny for sure. Anyway, we'll let us know. You can, yeah, message us if you want to talk about carpet
Yeah,
cleaning.
no, now I feel like I need to like get a quote.
Yeah, I'll send you my guy.
It's gonna be more than I want it to be. I already know.
Oh, but I was talking to some friends that say they use a Groupon. Like they just get on
Oh.
Groupon and type in carpet cleaning. So you could try that.
Oh,
I
okay.
don't, it's probably not as expensive as you think it is. I mean, you have a lot of carpet in your house, I
I
guess.
do have the house is
Yeah,
basically
all yeah.
carpet. Don't
It
worry,
really
folks.
is,
Not
yeah.
in the bathrooms, though.
Not in the bathrooms or the kitchen.
Or the kitchen, yeah.
My aunt actually did once live in a house that had orange shag carpet in the kitchen. Not really
Wow.
sure. She was like house sitting for someone that went, you know, I don't know, abroad for a year or something. And yeah, I remember that very vividly. There was also a water bed in that house, so good times.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. Okay, but let's hear your nay as well, and then we're gonna move on to some community yays and nays.
All right. So my nay is, well, part of it's a yay, part of it's a nay. So the great part is I enjoy going shopping with my oldest just like twice a year to get new clothes. And I do feel like since I have two girls, I feel like just for myself, I feel fine buying new clothes for my oldest because my youngest will also be wearing them. And so, yes. So that's something that I do. And normally, honestly, we all go as a family, and we did just recently, just because this last week we had some warm days, and I was like, oh my goodness, like Nora has maybe two short sleeve shirts that fit, and we just need some summer clothes because summer will be upon us before we know it.
Oh, yeah.
And normally, one of our regular stops is Old Navy, and my daughter, she is very, very tall for her age.
Yes.
And like Old Navy, like we just need to stop going there because she's probably like a 5T in shorts, but then when it comes to tops, she's like a size like the 6/7 size. And so that means like we're out of like the little kid clothes to be
Yeah,
able
she's not
to
a toddler.
to be able to buy her shirts.
Yeah,
And
she's moving on up. Big girl.
yeah, but you know what? I don't need her dressing like she's a second grader. Like she's four.
Sure, right. Which, okay, give me an example of that. Like, what does a second grader wear?
Well, it's gonna struggle for me to like describe this material, but it used to be
Okay.
popular for sure when we were younger, but it's kind of like all like scrunched up, like the whole shirt.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
I don't
sure,
know what that's called. But like,
Yeah.
I don't need my 4-year-old
Oh.
wearing that. Like, doesn't that seem
Okay.
strange? Maybe it's me. Regardless.
I don't know. I really can't. I don't know. As a boy mom, not the creepy kind, I cannot, like, I can't put myself in that position.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it seems cute, but
Adorable
what do
on
I
a
know?
second
Literally
grader.
nothing. Sure. Yeah.
But it's like there was this one shirt that had a butterfly on it, and like, you know, the biggest size I went to was 5T. And it's like,
Of course.
you know what? Nora would love that. Like, that's what I want to be dressing her in. Like, I want to be
Right.
dressing her in clothes that are for
Yeah, our four
4-year-olds.
year-olds. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So,
Bummer.
yeah, and I mean, you know, if I just can only imagine. Like, if I feel this way, there's no way I'm the only mom feeling like this.
No, I'm sure you're not.
And so it just makes me feel like, you know, we need clothes that are meant for 4-year-olds, I don't know, preschoolers, kindergarteners, that are just a little bit, that come in sizes bigger than 5T, because I don't think my daughter would be the only one wearing them. So.
Well, I think this is just like a greater, like a fashion industry problem in general. I just think like some people, I feel that stores think or only make clothes for the certain like body type. Like it's just like, I mean, I have a friend who's really tall and she has a really hard time finding clothes. Like, I am a plus size woman and I have a hard time finding clothes that I think are cute and or trendy. Like, it's getting better now, of course, but just like in general, like nobody has thought like, okay, there might be a 4-year-old who's as tall as a 6-year-old someday. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, we all, yeah, everyone needs some improvement on that
We need more
front, in my
options.
personal opinion. Everybody needs more options. Yeah.
So that was just
I'm
kind of
with
my
you.
nay, because I was just like, yeah, so
Meh.
that was not a successful stop because it was just like, yeah, this isn't, yeah, like I want my daughter, again, this is just for me personally as her mom, but like I want to be dressing her in a way that I feel like represents preschool age
Yeah.
children. So,
Right.
yeah. Not super, like overall, honestly, overall, not super successful trip in general. Went to three
Yeah, sounds
stores
like it.
and like, yeah, she's gonna have a small wardrobe, which is fine, which is fine.
Yeah, that's
But
fine.
it's
Just
like,
laundry every
yeah,
day.
no, it's fine. It's like we've got four outfits, but it's fine.
It's great.
But yeah. All right, Grace, let's hear from some of our listeners what their yays and nays were this week.
I know. I'm so excited about our first listener submissions or DMs, whatever you want to call them. So this week we asked for some just yays and nays from our cute little community. And so let's start off. I'm actually going to start off with the nays so we can kind of end on a high note. So one of the first nays is So relatable. She says, I lost my cool with one of my kids this week and I'm feeling sad about it. Girl, been there, done that. Feel ya.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently apologizing to my children. So you're not alone.
Agreed. Couldn't agree more. I feel like I mentioned that on the episode with your mom that I currently apologize and I don't see that changing anytime soon. So.
Yeah, yeah, we're all just doing our best here. Okay.
Right. And learning from it, too.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, today was, yeah, been there. Okay. Another Nate. I accidentally dropped myself from chem, I would assume a chemistry class, and now I have to take it in the summer. Ooh.
Ooh.
Bummer. Sorry, girlfriend. That's not fun. I hope you have other fun summer plans is what I'm going for. Our next one is, oh, this person said no nays, just a great week.
Oh, yay. We'd love to hear it.
Good for you.
That's amazing.
Good for you. We'd love to hear that. The next one says, my baby had a horrible cough all weekend. Mm. Oh, boo.
And those coughs. That's
the worst.
Can drag on. Like, I mean, I hope it doesn't for your family.
Yes. But
I even feel like for myself, it's like sometimes it's like I've been sick 2 weeks ago and I still have an occasional cough. Yeah. Ugh, those are hard. The worst. Hard to kick for sure. But I hope yes. Your little one's doing better.
Yes. The next one said, I wasn't able to swing the trip for my bonus daughter to come home for spring break. She's 11. I'm so sorry. That is a total nay. I'm so sorry. Okay, this is another one. It says, my son really likes a friend whose mom is super nice, but the way that the son and the dad treat the mom is really sad. So we're having some tough conversations on how we treat others and talk to others. Yeah, this is rough. This is really rough. My son has had, you know, not exactly, but like similar experiences where I watch interactions that he's observing. And yeah, even as a four-year-old, we're talking about how do you treat your siblings? How do you treat, I mean, and obviously it's just like you treat everyone with the most kindness that you can. But yeah, these conversations are hard to have, especially when they're not, sometimes they see people doing the opposite of what like we're trying to teach them. Mm-hmm. And that can be hard. Okay. And the last nay that we got submitted was my baby. Oh yeah. Relatable. My baby and I both got a cold and there hasn't been a lot of sunshine. So that was a nay. Sick kids, sick moms, and lack of sunshine. Yeah.
I feel like everyone has said this before, but like moms should not be allowed to get sick.
Oh my gosh. Or if they are, then just like actually hole up in the room and let your husband take care of everything. Like that's just like my idea of getting sick. But yeah.
I do feel like that a future goal of mine when I have grandbabies is that if one of my daughters is sick, I want to just scoop up her kids and take them to my house. Hopefully we live close and just take them. Cause yeah, it's so hard when you're sick and you're taking care of your kids, whether it be they themselves are healthy or sick. It's just rough. I'm sorry.
That reminded me of when I was pregnant with Finn, I got really sick. Like I had just, you know, whatever, a really bad, it's funny. I don't know. Sometimes when people say a cold, you're just like, okay, get over the coughing. No, a cold, like your head, your throat, your every, oh, it's terrible. Anyway, I was pregnant and, got a really bad cold and I think Skylar must have mentioned it to his mom. My mom doesn't live close, obviously, but, he mentioned it to his mom, I think. And she texted me and she's like, do you want me to take Graham? And I didn't. Like, I was having a good time eating popsicles and laying around and watching TV with him all day. So I said that. So I was like, no, like, I'm enjoying hanging out with him. Thank you, though. That's really nice, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, well, I'm coming over with soup. And she totally did. So, like, even though mm-hmm. that wasn't what I wanted, she came over with homemade chicken noodle soup that was so good. And, like, these homemade rolls and ice cream and salad. Like, she came over with a ton of stuff. And then she just, like, hung out with us. She brought stuff for Graham. And, yeah, I just think that that's an amazing example of, like, how to support people the way that they want to be supported. I was like, I don't want my baby to go away. Like, I don't want you to take him. And so, That was really nice. She also took us to the park and we like fed the ducks. And I remember like laying out in the sunshine felt so good. And just like knowing that I didn't have to watch to make sure he wasn't like jumping in the river. I was like, she was there with us. And yeah, it was, that was like so nice.
That's
Good
so
job, Charisse,
sweet.
my cute mother-in-law. Yeah. Okay. Let's go ahead and hear some community yay, Sarah. Do you want to go ahead and tell us
Yeah, no, I'd
those?
love to. All right, so the first one that we got is they went to North Carolina and enjoyed the gorgeous views of pine trees.
Love North Carolina. You guys know my family is in North and South Carolina. I love it there so much.
Yes, no, it is so beautiful. I could, the only thing about the East Coast that's rough for me is the humidity, but I feel like this would be a beautiful time to go. So.
But doesn't your hair thrive in the humidity? Like, I feel like your curls get so curly in the humidity.
Yeah, they do. And like my hair just in general gets ginormous. It's out of control, more so than normal. But yes, it does get very curly.
Love it.
Yeah, and my oldest, Nora, her hair gets so curly, which honestly is just it's
Aww,
just adorable on
so
her.
cute. Yeah.
All right, our next one is they had a 3-hour lunch catching up with an old dear friend.
Aw, that's the
That's
best.
so
So happy for
nice.
you. That
Yes.
feels good.
And then we have I put on real clothes.
Oh, congratulations, girl. Yes, we love to hear it. I work at a gym and I don't really do much else.
No, you're
Yeah,
insanely
sometimes I feel
busy.
guilty. Well, I just sometimes I feel guilty for wearing leggings all day. Like I'm like, "Oh, I wish I like." But then I'm like, jeans are not comfortable for me, and neither are really anything else. So I'm just like, "You know what? It's fine. I'm moving around, I'm squatting, I'm rolling, changing diapers, and jeans are just like not for me at this period of my life." But maybe someday I'll put on real clothes. That sounds great.
I mean, I also think for me personally, I feel like sometimes if I actually get dressed, like I feel like a lot of times on the weekends, I will easily just like stay in sweats. But if it's a Saturday and I get dressed for real, I do feel like I'm more productive. And so sometimes I feel like that's something that just kind of helps me. But I also think like people just have like different things that helps them to just feel good. Whether that be like, yeah, putting on real clothes that day, or maybe like actually doing their hair and makeup if they don't regularly do that. But
I gotta up my game. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, not I got, you know, whatever. I'll figure it out someday how to get myself put together.
all right, Grace, can you share the next one?
Yes. Okay, so she says there's 22 days left of school. The summer activities are mostly planned. I'm working more and more on my mental state of mind dealing with all the mom things to do. So, yeah, I'm glad that's a yay. I'm glad you're excited for summer. Let us know if the mental state of mind is like to do with the kids being home for summer or just like in general. Like, I would think in general, like dealing with all the mom things to do because wow, is it insane the amount of things that we do?
I do want to know where your kids go to school, though, because 22 days left of
I
school
was wondering
seems
that
kind of
too.
crazy.
'Cause that's like 4 weeks. Wait,
Well, and
so
I feel like
April,
for
May.
me, it's
Yeah.
like, you know, like April, May. So, like, other than Memorial
Yeah.
Day, there's no days off. Like, it's full 5-day weeks every
Right.
week. So, I'm
Right.
like, where are you going to school? Because maybe I should work there.
Yeah, totally. 100%. Okay, we're starting. Well, I'm starting a new segment.
Oh,
Sarah, I haven't
wait.
told you about
Hold up.
this,
Hold up. We
but.
still have one more.
Oh, shoot. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
My 12-month-old
I
was waking up every 1.5 hours for the last month, but this week she started sleeping 3+ hours. I feel like a new woman. Oh, my goodness.
Woohoo! I
Congratulations.
know that feeling.
That's
I'm glad you
amazing.
feel like a new woman. Yeah, congrats. That's
It's
very
amazing what
exciting.
some sleep can do for you, honestly.
It's really, really amazing. Okay, are you ready for our new segment?
I am. I'm also like kind of nervous because it's like, yes, we'll see how I do.
Oh, you're gonna do great.
Kick us
Okay, y'all.
off.
Sarah and I have talked about how she's not a reader. She doesn't know how to read. Just kidding. She's not a reader, and I am an avid reader. Like, I can't stop. And just another, you know, one of those differences that we have. And so I've been trying to think about like how can I just like yap about all the books that I'm reading and try not to bore Sarah. So we're just gonna try this out. So I'm just gonna do this. We're gonna just call it book club for one, because it's just, I don't know.
It's just
I'm
you. Giving
it's just me, but it's also just you that I'm talking to the books about, I guess. So for this first little one, I'm gonna tell you two of the most recent books that I read, one that I loved, one that I didn't, and I'm gonna tell you the plot of these books, and I want you to guess the title.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let me just say before you start, keep in mind, folks, that I literally don't know the names of any popular books at all. At all. All right, here we go.
Okay. Okay, this is one of my favorite authors ever. This is the story. Hilarious love story about this woman who's divorced, and she's a magazine. She's a writer for a magazine. And her boss asks her to do a section on dating. And she's like, not really interested in it. But then she comes up with the idea to let her children play matchmaker. And it is the funniest, most darling book. I'll read this little section to you. It says, Anna Appleby has left her love life behind after a painful divorce. Who needs a man when she has two kids, a cat, and uncontested control of the TV remote? Besides, she'd rather be single than subject herself to the hell of online dating. But her office rival is vying for her column, and no column means no stable source of income. In a desperate attempt to keep her job, she finds herself pitching a unique angle. 7 dates, all found offline, chosen by her children. So she just has like the funniest awkward encounters. Like her kids try to set her up with the mailman and the waiters and her celebrity crush. And it is the most charming. Oh, now you know which one I liked and which one I didn't. But it's so charming. It's so funny. It's one of I think it's been my favorite book of 2025. I'm like, what year is 2025? So yeah, there you have it. What do you want to guess?
Okay.
It's entitled.
One of my guesses is Minor Matchmakers. Ooh. Like, you know, her kids are minors.
Sarah. Okay. I'm so glad you're guessing this, because I would have been like, divorced women dates. Like, I literally can't. Okay. Minor Matchmakers. Genius. So cute.
Then.
Incorrect, but darling.
Like, along the same lines as that, though. Like, Amateur Matchmakers.
Good one. Okay. Yeah. And this title. Yeah. It doesn't actually really have a lot to do with the book. of course
like you set me up to fail.
I didn't mean to. I just thought it'd be funny to see what you can come with. But it's entitled Is She Really Going Out With Him?
Okay.
It's by Sophie Cousins, who's my favorite. She's British. She writes some of my favorite books. So if you're looking for a book to read, I highly recommend it. I want to do the segment because I'm always actually every day looking for book recommendations. So I thought I'd throw those out there.
I almost feel like I like my title Amateur Matchmakers better.
I kind of agree. I actually think I like the minor. Like I like alliteration. Yeah, I'm a big alliteration girly. Okay. The next one that I want you to guess. Honestly, you're like, there's no way. Like, why did she title this book this? I have no idea. But I, spoiler alert, I did not like this book, and it's a very pop. I would say it's like the most popular book right now. By the way, I don't read fantasy. So that's another reason I have to do a book club for one, because all of my friends that read love fantasy and I don't. So I can't join a book club with them. Anyway, so this is the newest, at least as far as I know, the newest Reese's book club book, which, you know, those are a big, well, maybe you don't, because you don't know books, but okay. Big deal. They're usually a big deal. Some of them are kind of flops, but like in general, like, did you ever see Where the Crawdads Sing? Or did you like, have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. Okay, I don't know anything kind of about like, it other than I've heard the title.
Right. Oh, we should watch that movie. I mean the book. Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Yeah. So anyway, though, like, this is Reese as in Reese Witherspoon, if that's not like clear. This is her, a pick for her book club. So the reason that I didn't like it is that it was too devastating and there was like not a lot of redeeming things. Once we know the title, I'll give like some trigger warnings and stuff. I don't recommend, but apparently the rest of the world does. So don't listen to me. Okay. This story is kind of like a, I would say it's mostly based around a love triangle. This lady Beth is happily married, and her ex-boyfriend, the love of her life, moves back home, like essentially next door in their tiny English town. And this story is just kind of about all the craziness that occurs after he moves back into the town. It says, a sweeping love story with the pace and twists of a thriller. I don't think I agree with that. This book is a novel of simmering passion, impossible choices, and explosive consequences that toggles between the past and present to explore the far-reaching legacy of first love. Take a whack at it.
So when you said love triangle, I immediately thought Bermuda.
Okay. Because interesting. Bermuda Triangle. Interesting. Sure. Okay. And it can get messy. Yeah, Bermuda.
And you said, I feel like what you said was basically like the title's like out of left field. So
yeah,
I'll go with like Bermuda Love.
Okay. Bermuda Love. Honestly, she should have called it that. It's entitled Broken Country. I actually don't know why. Like, I mean,
so it's the town in the country.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the English countryside. And I guess just broken in the sense that everything kind of goes to
crap.
Yeah, I don't recommend this book. Trigger warnings are like a child passes away and like a lot of moral questionable things. There are a lot of sex scenes, which like I read a lot of like smut. So like that doesn't bother me. But if it bothers you, I'm just throwing that out there. And overall, just a sense of sadness. It says there's like the twists of a thriller. I have to disagree. Like by page three, I'm like, I know where this is going. And I did. Like none of the like plot twists were shocking. You're like, yeah, well, could have told you that. It just, I don't know. To say it's the pace, it has the pace and twist of a thriller, I think not. Anyway, I don't recommend it. I gave it 2 stars because the writing was lovely. But, you know, overall, the story was just depressing. So if you're in the mood for that, go for it.
Well, hopefully your next read is better.
Oh, yeah. I really hope so. Okay. Well, thanks for joining Book Club for one. I hope you got at least one recommendation and one book not to read, which everyone who's a reader will probably read it anyway because they have FOMO like me. But yeah, let's move on to our main content. What are we talking about today, Sarah?
All right. So we're kind of still on talking about spring, but I wanted to specifically also touch on like Easter traditions, Easter baskets. So some Easter traditions in my home is like, you know, of course we're going to do an Easter egg hunt like somewhere in the community. But what we've done the last 2 years, which recommend if you can like figure out a way to do this around you as well, is we go to an Easter egg hunt that is like put on by a city. It's probably only like 15 minutes away from my house. We hit that one up at 9 a.m. and then we go straight to the one that's actually in our town at 10 a.m. And
great.
It just like is so much. I mean, it's fun period, you know, but it's also just fun to like kind of like feel like this hustle and bustle of like with my kids and be like, okay, Nora, like, come on, let's go. We got to get in the car. We got to get to the next Easter egg hunt. And I just feel like, you know, Easter egg hunts are typically like a once a year sort of thing. And so it just feels like fun to try to fit in more than one in the same morning.
I'm glad that that is your personal definition of fun. Like rushing my children is the opposite of that for me. So good for you. I'm excited for you. That sounds,
it's like, think of it like the hustle and bustle of like holiday shopping. That's what this is. No, but it's like one Easter egg
that's not fun.
Hunt to the next.
I'm so glad you have fun with it. Sounds great for you.
And then, of course, another tradition in our house is dyeing Easter eggs. And I saw a reel last year on Instagram, and I'm going to describe how we dyed them. And it was so much fun. In the past, we had just done, like, the traditional where you, like, get the tablets, you know, like, the little kit at the store, do the tablets and the vinegar and, like, dip them and stuff. I feel like that feels really challenging when I have young children for that to work very well. So what we did instead last year, which we're going to do it again this the same way this year, is we have 2 muffin tins. So on one of them, you put 1 tablespoon of baking soda in each of like the muffin tin spots and 1 teaspoon of water in each one until you get like a paste-like consistency, so you may have to add a little bit of water depending. And then you also add your food dye to each of them. And then in the second muffin tin, you actually put your hard-boiled eggs and you just use like paint brushes. And so like you're taking your paste from one and painting your eggs. And then once you're done with that, you will pour vinegar over the eggs that you just painted. And last year I just used like those little like medicine cups that like come at the top of, I don't know, children's Tylenol or whatever, because you don't need very much. And then, you know, it like bubbles up because you were just painting with a paste that had baking soda in it. So then it like there's a little chemical reaction that happens, which is really fun. And then after that, you just rinse your eggs in water and dry them with paper towels. And it kind of looks like watercolor-esque when they're done.
Cute. That's super fun.
What about you, Grace? What are some traditions at your house?
Yeah, we also go to the local Easter egg hunt, just one. and when I was growing up, the Easter bunny would set up these huge, extravagant, really fun treasure hunts for us to find our Easter baskets. And I just think that's so fun. And like we would wake up to just a note like on the table that was just like mailbox, go to the mailbox. And so we'd all like run out to the mailbox. And inside the mailbox, there'd be a note that was like, go to the chicken coop. And so we'd run all the way out to the chicken coop. And we would just go, like, I mean, it was just so fun. And we would find our Easter baskets in the craziest spots. And that was just really fun. And so that's something that I really love about Easter. I think that the chemical reaction is so fun. Maybe slightly easier if people are interested. We usually do shaving cream eggs, so we also do it in a muffin tin. I've seen people also do this with like Cool Whip or whipped cream, but we just pour shaving cream in each muffin tin, and then we put dye, like food coloring, in the shaving cream. Well, actually, you could do it this way. You can also do it in, I've also done it this way, where you do it in a 9x13 and just fill up the 9x13 pan with it. And then you put dye and you kind of just like swirl the dye. So it makes like a kind of a cool tie-dye effect. And you soak your eggs in vinegar for like 20 minutes so the dye will stick to them. And then you just kind of roll your eggs around in the colored shaving cream. And then wash it off once it dries. So if you're looking for a way that's not as fun as the chemical reaction of the baking soda and vinegar, but still like, you know, easy and not as intense as the actual dye. There's the shaving cream too. We also have the Eggmazing egg spinner. I don't know if you guys have all seen this on, I don't know, Amazon. I think people try to like sell it on Instagram. It just has like the spinner and you have markers and you just like color your egg with that. So yeah, I don't know. We don't have any like strict Easter traditions. We just try to make it chill and fun, I guess.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like the shaving cream eggs, I feel like I've seen that before. I've never tried it, but that also looks like a lot of fun. Something that I forgot to mention is when my youngest, when she turned one, we had at her birthday party, we had like these bunny puff pastries that had homemade whipped cream and strawberries inside. And I had just gotten a like cookie cutter from Michael's, just in the shape of a bunny head. And they were so yummy, and I decided that that was going to be a tradition moving forward. So I don't know if I'll do them like Easter morning, potentially, probably for like a breakfast thing, but those were super
So fun.
yummy, and I liked doing that. And I also wanted to share, so if you are listening with young kids around, you may want to pause and come back later. But I also wanted to share some things that I'm planning on doing for Easter baskets. And something that I do every single year, and I swear by it, is do matching swimsuits and water shoes. Because those are things that I know I'm going to be buying my children anyways for the summer. And so why not stick it in their basket?
Totally. Love it.
Yeah, I love doing that. And then some things that are like specific for this year is, if you're listening back, what even episode was that? Two maybe or something?
Oh, gosh. Is it that long ago?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But we are doing scooters, which
You have to.
have to. We're still counting down. But like I said in that episode, like normally we wouldn't do such in my opinion, such a big gift for Easter, but we need scooters. And like I said before, I'm not just buying them because it's a Thursday. So doing that. And then my youngest, she just loves to read. And so she has like two Bluey books, then one of which she's like basically destroyed just because she is reading it like constantly. So I got her a set just off of Amazon of like six Bluey books that are hardcover, which I think will be a game changer for us over here. So she's going to be getting those six books. And then my oldest is getting a Melissa and Doug Seek and Find like thing.
Fun.
Yeah, it's like, if you're not familiar, basically it comes with stickers and like these pictures that they can color, but also you can find like where the sticker goes by matching like the animal or whatever the theme is. So
yeah, those are super cute.
Yes, unfortunately I feel like she's more into purely the sticker part, so kind of the system, because she got like a set for Christmas as well, and like at Christmas time what it was like she did the stickers and then she gave it to my youngest to color. So it's almost like a gift for both of them.
Okay, great.
And then we'll probably throw in some just like Reese's peanut butter cup eggs. I feel like we don't normally do a lot of candy, but
okay,
we'll do those. And
I think I go a little crazy on the candy.
Not so fun.
I mean, it only happens twice a year, Easter and Christmas.
Well, Halloween too.
That's true. Well, I don't actually like give him candy. Like, I don't like gift him. I was just thinking, yes. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I was just thinking candy.
Okay. And then I'm like, don't have plans for my baby, but I guess I should like think of something that I could give him. But I'm really excited to gift.
Does he need a swimsuit?
They already have swimsuits. Yeah, they're good. Okay. I am excited to give my oldest a vet set. Like, I think it's a Melissa and Doug one, right? Where they have, you know, it look like it's like the veterinarian play set. Yeah. Do you guys have that? I feel like you guys might have it.
No, but my oldest, she asked for a quote animal care kit.
Oh, yeah.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have like the Melissa and Doug one. I'm sure that one is amazing. She wanted specifically one that she had seen at the zoo in May.
Oh.
And so I just bought one that looked like that off Amazon.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Whenever we go to the Children's Museum, that's where he spends the most amount of time is in the little vet section. And he just loves to like pretend to give shots and listen to the heartbeat and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for that. And then his favorite TV show is called Dino Dana. It's like this really obscure old PBS. Well, I don't know how old it is. PBS show about this girl who like sees dinosaurs, I guess. And anyway, I got a couple of books, Dino Dana books. Shockingly, I thought it was too obscure, but there are, you know, you could pretty much find anything on Amazon. Yeah. So I got a couple of those. I think he's going to be really excited about, because it's not something you like. You know, if you walk the aisles of like Target, you know, you see like Bluey and Mickey and Paw Patrol or whatever. You do not see this TV show, like the merch for this stuff anywhere. So I'm super excited. So if you need ideas, there's some ideas of what we are doing for Easter.
So since you did say that you do normally do candy, what candies do you normally do?
Oh, I just buy a big, you know, $50 bag. No, I'm just kidding. But it's so expensive. Like, it's fine. We don't need to get into it. I just buy a big bag. It has just an assortment of all different kinds of candies. But I love Easter candy because the pastel colors are so cute.
So cute. I actually was thinking about making M&M cookies sometime soon. But, you know, like the purpose behind that was because I can buy like the cute spring.
Yes. Items. So cute. Yeah. Well, shall we switch up our dinner rotation?
Yes, let's do it. One thing that I'm really excited about is in our link in our bio now on Instagram, there's a link to a spreadsheet that shows all the recipes that Grace and I have shared, as well as the episode her mom was on. And then you can like go there, click on like the name of whatever it is, whether it be like beef and broccoli or whatever, click on that and it'll take you to the website with the recipe. So,
yay. Thank you, Sarah. Spreadsheet, Sarah. We love it. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I feel like, honestly, part of it was like a little selfish because now it's like, oh, when I am like What are we having this week?
Yeah.
I can just go there.
Oh,
and
genius.
Now I already have some ideas.
Yeah, genius. So. Love it.
The meal that I'm sharing this week, though, super easy. This is one of my go-tos on nights when Colin works, just because when Colin works, he doesn't get home till 7:30. And it's getting easier now, but for a while, making dinner felt a little impossible because I just felt like my youngest, needed me basically holding her. Or just, I guess, being right there.
Yeah.
And so it's French bread pizza. It's quick and easy. I will have to say, not shockingly, since I am type A, but I do use a recipe for French bread pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
And I will share the recipe if you are similar to me at all. But, and Grace, yes, I am going to run through it super quick. So you obviously have your French bread, and I melt some butter and put in some minced garlic, and I, lather that on the bread, toast the bread in the oven for 5 minutes, take it out, and then I don't just use, your store-bought pasta sauce. I use that as my base, and then I add grated Parmesan cheese, Italian seasoning, and garlic salt to the sauce, and then slather that on, and then you can do obviously mozzarella cheese, and then whatever toppings you'd like, and then it bakes for another 10 minutes.
Sounds great.
It's a go-to around here. And then normally at my house, that isn't really enough to fill my husband up. And so then we for sure always just have a Caesar salad with it too.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And now you have a meal.
Yeah, perfect. Love it.
What do you have, Grace?
Yes, my recipe for this week is the easiest recipe ever. We do this all the time. It's just a sausage and veggie sheet pan bake, essentially. So I just cut up sausage. Could be anything. It could be any kind of chicken sausage. It could be whatever you want it to be. Cut up a bunch of that. Throw it on a sheet pan with whatever veggies you like. Put some, drizzle some olive oil on the top of it, and then season it, and then throw it in the oven for however hot you like, for however long you like. And there you have it.
Or follow the recipe if you need to.
Yeah, I did post an example of a recipe you could follow if you needed to.
I need to. Well, no, I went to the link and it looks delicious. I will have to say, I feel like people who are food bloggers, that feels like a special set of skills to make your food always look so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it is amazing. I'm sure it does taste amazing, but the photos, it's impressive.
It really is. Yeah. It's amazing. I'd love to be a food blogger. That'd be fun. I think I eat my food too fast. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I need to eat this. And then I wouldn't take a picture.
Yeah. Yes.
It'd be fun though.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Maybe we should just add that into our podcast. We're now food bloggers.
We're now food bloggers from all the recipes that Sarah's taken from everyone else.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come up with her own. No. All right. Well, I think that's all that we have for you for this week. Thank you so, so much for participating in our polls this week, as well as sharing your yays and nays. We just think it's so much fun hearing from you, getting your perspectives, as well as being able to celebrate your yays with you, as well as just, yeah, hopefully you don't feel so alone with your nays, because more than likely we've been there and dealt with that as well. As a reminder, please follow us on Instagram if you don't already. That way you can participate in any other polls and yays and nays in the future at Full-Time Moms Podcast. And please follow or subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review so we can grow our community. We'll catch up again next Wednesday. Until then, we're rooting for you.
You go, girl.